Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph in the Art School Hoyz Vador edition. Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloch Vav, starting four lines on the top of Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah the number of tkiyas that they blew in the trumpet, and we mentioned the number that you have in Sukkahs. Something more of Zeir is there's a marriage to Leu Toikim Ilay Nisuch Amayim Bilvat. You see, even the number that Mishnah mentioned, they only blew tkiyas with something that relates to Nisuch Amayim. It's in the pathway or connected to Nisuch Amayim. But not for the actual drawing of the water. Because in Tamer Limiluyin, if you do blow for the drawing of the water, need the Shalosh Limiluy Amayim Shal Yoyim, the Shalosh Limiluy Amayim Shal Machar. So on Friday, they filled up water for that day, and they filled up water for Shabbos as well. So you had another six tkiyas. You should say instead of 48 tkiyas they had in the maximum amount on Sukkot, should be 54. The fact that when he mentioned that, it means they didn't blow for drawing the water. Says more Ilaninun. So in the Mishnah, we learned they have the maximum amount of tkiyas is 48, and it's going to be on Erev Shabbos on Sukkot. Says more, that's the only time. Vayisachornin, you have another time you have 48. When? On Rosh Hashanah, that falls on Shabbos. So then you have Teishel Musafi Shabbos, 9 for the Musaf Shabbos, Teishel Musafi Rosh Chodesh, 9 for the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Teishel Musafi Yantar Rosh Hashanah, and 9 for the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Together, that's 27, plus the 21 that we have every day, that's 48. Why do we not mention that? Says the Gemara, and we can use the B'chaim's gears over here, Ela deloy kemando ma yitkeu lifnim ne musafim yitkeu. Meaning that there's a mandomar that says that for every musaf, they had more tkiyas. The more understands, for every musaf, they did another set of tkiyas. So lifnim ne musafim means based on the musafim. We don't blow based on the musafim. The fact you have three musafim doesn't mean you blow 9 times 3 times. You do it only once. So that's why you don't have 48 tkiyas in Rosh Hashanah, according to the mandam that says that it didn't blow based on the musafim. Rabbanon the kiss you, Moshe Yaakov Acho, afil kamandam yitkeu lifnim ne musafim yitkeu. Even according to the mandam that says that you blow based on the number of musafim, it doesn't mean that you blow more tkiyas for the number of the musafim. So what does it mean? Again, the years of Rav Chaim, toikim ayu musafim lo yu musafim tkiyas. They had more people blowing, not more tkiyas. So the machlokes is, did anything change the fact they had more musafim? One mandomer says, yes, there was more people blowing on the korbanos. But now that they blew more tkiyas, they always blew only 9, even when you have multiple musafim. So that's why there was never 48 except on Erev Shabbos on Sukkot. Says the Morab Chia Barbo Omar, we mentioned in the instruments, Nevel v'chinor, says, he Nevel v'chinor. Meaning these are two types of harps. So what's the difference? Nimin yeseyur is bin zeh lezeh. There was more strings in the Nevel. Why is it called Nevel? Shehu, the gist of Chaim is Shehu min Nabil kamin yizemer. He makes other music instruments look bad next to him, because he has a much beautiful, much nicer sound. Rav Chuno b'shem Rav Yosef al yidei or she'ein avut. It was made out of hide, which was not processed. V'adei nimin yaseres. It was more strings in it. Hayamal bin kamin yizemer embarrassed the other instruments. Hashem in Lakish Omar Ugov. What is the instrument called? Ugov. Ze are davalis, which means it's a bell. Tanim Shimon ben Gamliel lo ayar davalis b'Yerushalayim b'Yish Sorech et Neimo. They didn't have bells in Yerushalayim because it ruins the music. Cholul Shem Mikdash Shem Moshe Oyo. The flute they used in Beis Hamikdash was the one of Moshe ben Yohanan in the Midbar. Veshakana Oyo. It was made out of reed. Nishbar it broke. Vetikino and they fixed it. Velo ayakoy lo Oyo v'Kamoshe Oyo. When they wanted to fix it, they thought it's going to make it better. But the sound wasn't as beautiful, as clear as it was before. They took away the thing they added to fix it. Even though it was broken, it would still make playing better. Tzaltzel Shem Mikdash, they translate to be the symbol. Shel Moshe Oyo was also made by Moshe. Veshel Nechosh Oyo, this was made out of copper. The Nishbar broke, but they tried to fix it. They make the same sound like before. Took it away and went back to its original state. Machtesha Shemigdosh, that's the grinder where they grind the ktoiris, and it made noise because you want to make noise when you make the ktoiris, as it says, you hadek ategetevish, I call you Philip Samim. Shel Moshoya, again, was made from Moshe, Shel Nechoshoya was made out of copper. Nishbor broke, vetiknua, and they fixed it, vlamifatemeka Moshoya, so it didn't grind as well as what before, because it didn't make the nice voice as before. So they took back what they fixed and went back to its original state, meaning it was better broken than fixed. These are two vessels. The broken base, they couldn't really fix it. Continuing on with base, the pasuk says, meaning there was pure copper with no dirt in it. Another pasuk calls it nechoshes mimuruk, which means it was very soft. It was foldable. And another pasuk says, "Klei nechoshes mutzov toiva shnayim chamudus kizov." So he compares it to gold. So trade number one, explain it. Chadom achad minayim ket traded off. Each one of them, this copper, was worth like two of gold. V'chorin armat trei minayim ket traded off. Both of them were like two of gold, meaning each one of them was worth like this, like the same value in gold. So all these psukim were referring to this kalim from the time Moshe Rabbeinu. So go time showing Shiloyach. Another example of something he tried to fix, but they just ruined it. The river of Shiloyach was taking out very little water, the size of an Iser, of a small court. Let's make it a little larger. There'll be more water. They made it larger. There was even less water coming out. They closed it up. Went back to its original state. So the one magrefo. Magrefo is a music instrument that looks like a shovel. There were 10 holes in it. Because each hole had a pipe in it, and each pipe would bring out 100 different sounds, so it's mea mine zemer from each pipe. The other one says, mea nekovim, your boy had 100 holes. Each one had a pipe to take out 10 different types of noises, 10 different types of sounds. Based on both opinions agree, there was 1,000 types of sounds that came out from this instrument. Continues the Gemara says, Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Rosh Chodesh Mikoidim. Who comes first from the Musaf Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? Says, it makes sense, Rosh Chodesh comes first. Why? Where did he get it from? Chal de Avir Minadoi, learn from the following. Shirush Shabbos, Shirush Rosh Chodesh, Shirush Rosh Chodesh Koidim. And Shirush Yoim, which one do you say first? The Shirush of Rosh Chodesh. So if you say the Shirush Rosh Chodesh first, you probably do it with the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. So that comes first. The reason why they did Rosh Chodesh first is to announce that it is Rosh Chodesh. So what do? Sheikh Musaf Shabbos Vormer Alem Shir Shir Rosh Chodesh. They shech the Musaf Shabbos and they said on it the Shir Shir Rosh Chodesh. The Shir did not necessarily connect to the carbon. In terms of the carbon itself, Musaf Shabbos or Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Shabbos Koidmim. If you have to choose which carbon comes first, Musaf Shabbos comes first, Shem Kol Tadim Mechaveir Koidim Eschaveir, whatever is more frequent comes first, and then Musaf Shabbos comes first, and only Shir Shir Rosh Chodesh is coming for Shir Shir Shabbos in order to announce that it is Rosh Chodesh. Halacha Zayin Zog the Mishnah. So in the Seder Kabbalah, as it says in the Torah, so the first day of Sukkot, you have 13 bulls, 2 rams, 1 goat, and 14 sheep. The rest of the days of Sukkot, the same amount of animals, except for the bulls. The bulls going down. 13 in the first day, 12 in the second day, 11 in the third day, etc. Now all the mishmaris are the groups of Kohanim that work at Beis HaMikdash, used to divide the Korbanos. Each one was makriv at least one korban. The total of mishmaris that you have is 24. So you have to split it into 24. So the mission now is going to go day by day. How do you split it? Says the Mishnah, there's 13 bulls, two rams, and one goat. So the first animals are divided one per mishmar. So if you take the 13 plus 2 plus 1, that is 16. So how many mishmaris are left is 8. The sheep are divided between the 8. Because there's 14 sheep. So you split as following. The first day. So 6 of the mishmaris, they do 2, that's 12. Fashar echadecho, then the last 2 mishmaris do 1 each. Basheni, the second day of Sukkot. So now you have one less bull. You have, instead of being 13 bulls, you have only 12 bulls. So now when you get to the kvasim, how many mishmaris did not have an animal? You have one extra. Instead of being 8, it's 9. Because you have one less bull in the first count. So now you split the 14 kvasim to 9 mishmaris. How do you do that? So Vasheni Chamishom Akrim Shnayim Shnayim, 5 of them would do each one 2, that's 10. Vashar Echod Echod, and then you have the other 4 is split between the Mishmaris. Kadir's the Mishnah Bashlishi, the third day of Sukkot, now you have one less bull, instead of being 12, now it's 11. So the amount of Mishmaris you have left in the end is 10. So arba makrivim shtayim shtayim, four of them do double. That's eight kvasim. Vashar echod echod, the other six do one by one, and that's how you get to 14. Same thing by Revi, the fourth day of Sukkot, Shloisha Makrivim Shtayim Shtayim, three of the Mishwaras do two Kvasim, and that's going to be six, Vashar Echad Echad, and then the rest you do one by one, in order to be mashing for each Mishwar to have at least one carbon. Vachabishi, on the fifth day of Sukkot, Shtayim Makrivim Shtayim Shtayim, two of the Mishwaras Makriv, two Kvasim, Vashar Echad Echad, Vashishi Echad Makrivim Shtayim, only one is doing double, Shar Echad Echad, Ubashvi Kulam Shavim. And in the seventh day of Sukkot, so the amount of Purim you have in that day is only seven. So seven Purim, two Eilim, two Rams, that's nine. Sira Echad, one goat, is 10. Plus 14 Kvasim, that's exactly 24. Each Mishra gets one animal. Bashmini, on the eighth day of Sukkot, Chorzu Lepayis Kerigolim, they went and did a goyul, did a lot, like you do in every regal. So they didn't do it in order, because in Sukkot, because you have so many animals, you did it in the order of the Mishmars. And you start from Mishra number one, and you start dividing each one. But here you do a goyul to decide who's going to get the special karbanis of the Moyadim. So the order is, the Mishra number one, which is the Mishra of Yehoriv, that gets the first part on the first day. And the first day, you take the 13 part and give it to the first 13 Mishwars. The next day, which means on second day of Sukkot, you give it to Mishra number 14 and continue from there. So always the Parim, which is the bulls, which seems to be the most important animal for the Karbanos of Sukkot, it goes in order that all the Mishwars will get it. And the Gemara immediately based on the Matab goes to explain Tani kol Mishmar sheba migdosh who shoynos u mishal shos beparim. If you do the Cheshbon, each one of them, many of the Mishmaras got the Purim three times, got a par three different times doing Sukkot. Chutz v'shtayim achoris, except for two Mishmaras, who shoynus, they did it twice, v'loyim mishash l'parim, they didn't do a third time. Reb Chaim goes on to do the entire cheshbon, but in simple math, how many Purim you had total? If the first day you had 13, and the last day you had 7, and it goes down, together it's 70, and you have 24 Mishmaras. So you divide 70 to 24, it comes at 2 and change, that made it 2 plus 22. So that's the reason 22 Mishmaras were able to have three times Purim. And two Mishmaras had it only twice. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkot, Daf Lamed Aleph.